Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, triple threat.
We can't fool around with this because we will lose a neighborhood if we do.
Wicked weather from coast to coast, heavy rains and winds in the northeast, tornado threats in the middle of the country as the West Coast recovers from that devastating bomb cyclone and braces for a new storm. Al's tracking it all live. Breast cancer breakthrough?
If we could prevent 12 to 15% of breast cancer and the most deadly type of breast cancer, it would be a major step.
The new vaccine to prevent one of the most aggressive forms of breast cancer. Why this early study has doctors hopeful. Just ahead, how the trial will work and what researchers are hoping to see. And live in Studio 1A, Lady A stops by to talk about their latest album. Plus, we will catch up with Chrissy Teigen after a challenging year and taste test some of the recipes from her new cookbook. Today, Tuesday, October 26th, 2021.
Hello from Badness Heights Elementary School.
We're coming to you from White Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Go Bears!
Hi, I'm Lauren.
And I'm Julie. Roses are red, violets are blue, and we hope you love Halloween as much as we do.
Happy Halloween!
Hi, Today Show!
We're the Shantz family.
From Camillus, New York.
And today we're celebrating
my brother Carter's 11th birthday. And happy birthday!
Hi, this is Kelly and John from St. Petersburg, Florida, and we're here to celebrate Isla's second birthday on Halloween. Say hi, Hona!
Hi, Hona!
Aww. Hi, sweet girl. Happy birthday. Two looks good. Welcome back to Today. Yeah. We're so happy that you're joining us. It's a Tuesday morning. Craig's on assignment. Tom's here. It's a soaker, isn't it?
It's a soaker out there. I also like you said two looks good. She didn't look a day over one, does she? Would you just take a look at our awesome fans outside?
Yeah, it is really
cool.
Come
on. If you come out in ponchos and an umbrella, it's a soaker.
Die hard
fans.
But
they are here.
Do not say we have fair weather friends. Yeah. We don't.
Totally worth it, too.
Yes, exactly. We're counting down to Sunday night, Halloween, and tomorrow and today we're going to help your family prepare from how to trick-or-treat safely to where to find the best last-minute costume ideas.
Speaking of getting dressed up, we are excited to announce our costume. We're going to reveal it right now. We are going to be...
No.
Not till Friday. No hints. You're going to love it, though. I think it'll be fun. We came up with a cool one this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are loving your costumes. Can't wait to see that. And consider this your invitation to join us. We want to see our plaza crowd filled with colorful and creative costumes, and we may treat you to some special surprises as well. To register, just go ahead to today.com/Halloween.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Nice.
It's true. It's like it's not enough to just dress up anymore. Now we all have to perform.
We have to go all out.
Big.
I think you'll like it. All right. We're going to get right to your news at 8 o'clock. The first nor'easter of the season has already started drenching the East Coast. It's also expected to bring dangerous winds and flooding, leading the governors of New Jersey and New York to declare states of emergency. And that storm is only part of a triple threat covering most of the country, the Midwest, the South, the West Coast. All weather problems of their own. Al's got the very latest on all of this. Hey, Al, busy morning.
Yes, it is, guys. We have a flood watch right now, flood warnings. 39 million people in the Northeast and New England. The rain now really getting itself together as this low pressure system develops. Rain and flooding, widespread stream flooding. Flooding could be made worse by those storm drains being clogged because of the down leaves. We're talking anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of rain, but locally we could see upwards of 5 inches of rain as well. The winds are going to be a big problem too, knocking down power lines and some trees. Strongest winds will be along the New England coast, and those power outages stretching from Augusta, Maine, all the way down to Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Later today, on into the overnight, that storm system, that big bomb that came into the Northwest and the California coast, well, it is now going to be in the mid-plains. 12 million people at risk for severe weather, wind gusts, very large hail and tornadoes possible, and then by Wednesday, that moves into Houston, Texas, all the way to Mobile, Alabama for 13 million people. Wind gust of 60 miles per hour or higher, few tornadoes, and isolated hail as well. So we're going to be very busy over the next 72 hours. Guys?
All right, Al, thank you. And we could be on the verge of a breakthrough in the battle against COVID-19. Experts at the FDA are about to decide if they will recommend the Pfizer vaccine for young children. And Moderna is about to seek approval as well. NBC's Sam Brock has a closer look at the meetings today. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Savannah, good morning. Here we're at Children's Hospital in New Orleans, which has been conducting trials for kids with a Moderna vaccine. Nearby Ochsner Health as well has been examining Pfizer. As you mentioned, that is what is up before an advisory panel later today. And the early results so far, Savannah, have been excellent for that two-dose vaccine, which is about a third of what adults are getting, was almost 91% effective, according to the data, in preventing symptomatic COVID infection for kids 5 to 11 years old. Savannah, the reason this is so critical right now, just last week alone, there were 118,000 kids across the country that had a COVID-19 infection. That is down from a peak of about 250,000 in September. So that's been cut. Great news there, but still a staggering number. And it comes at a time right now when the Kaiser Family Foundation most recent study shows roughly 32% of parents said they would wait and see. 24% said definitely not. And physicians unequivocally say getting your child vaccinated is the best way to prevent a surge, especially with the holidays coming up. More people going inside. It is entirely possible that the Pfizer vaccine could be available for kids by the first week of November. That's the very latest. Savannah from New Orleans, back to you.
Yeah, that's next week, Sam. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
All right, following the successful launch of its space tourism business, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company is teaming up with Boeing and others to build a space station. They plan to call it Orbital Reef. Right now, it's still on the drawing board, but the company says it could be in orbit by the end of the decade. It would resemble the International Space Station, which is now 20 years old. Blue Origin says its own space outpost would generate new products and discoveries and even new forms of entertainment. Just think, guys, our kids may grow up to go on vacation in space, hit that space station, and hit the all-you-can-eat buffet there up in the cosmos.
What happens in the space station stays
there
in the
go,
space
that
station.
There you go, that too.
Yeah. All right, let's get our boost.
I got you covered. Here we go. A man who's been married to his wife for 18 years also helped raise her three children who are now young adults. So one day he decided to surprise them all with special presents for them to open. Take a look.
Oh, no way.
He wants to adopt you guys.
And all the paperwork right there. Yeah. Start that adoption process. Of course, the kids teared up. Big hug to dad. Sweet moment.
Yeah. Looks like dad was crying too. Yeah. Really sweet.
Well, coming up next to today, exclusive, exciting news in the fight against breast cancer, an experimental vaccine, a decade in the making, now being tested. We're going to have exclusive details right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back 8:10 with Pink Power Today, our special series for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, this morning, the Cleveland Clinic announcing a major advance in research. NBC's Ann Thompson is here with exclusive details. Hey, Ann, good morning.
Good morning. You know, the potential here is enormous because of all the advances we've made in breast cancer treatment over the years. Triple negative breast cancer remains the most challenging to treat, basically because chemotherapy is the mainstay of that treatment. Now, a first step in a still long road to create a vaccine to prevent this deadly form of breast cancer.
It is the most aggressive and lethal form of breast cancer, triple negative, with none of the biological characteristics that typically respond to hormonal and targeted therapies. But this morning, new hope, as the Cleveland Clinic tests an experimental vaccine.
How significant could this be?
Well, if we could prevent 12 to 15% of breast cancer and the most deadly type of breast cancer, it would be a major step.
The experimental vaccine is 10 years in the making. The study will involve 18 to 24 patients who have completed treatment for early stage triple negative breast cancer in the past 3 years. They are tumor-free, but at high risk for recurrence. Each participant will receive 3 vaccinations, 2 weeks apart. The experimental vaccine is designed to target a lactation protein called alpha-lactalbumin, found in the majority of triple-negative breast cancers. It should activate and expand the body's T cells to attack the protein, killing the cancer cells before they grow into tumors.
What we're trying to find out in this phase one trial is what dose we should use in future studies. And that dose will be determined on the basis of side effects and the immune response.
Who could benefit? The American Cancer Society says triple negative breast cancer accounts for 10 to 15% of all breast cancers. It is more common in women under 40, African American women, and those with a BRCA1 mutation.
I do want to say that we are aiming to help people. I don't want to raise false hopes, but we do have hope.
To prevent a deadly form of breast cancer.
Now, this is just the beginning of human trials, and a vaccine could take many years, perhaps even a decade, to develop. And there is other research going on as well into other forms of breast cancer. But all that work could represent some hope on the horizon for so many people.
Yeah, hope the key word here,
exactly.
Ann. Thank you so much.
And we turn now to Dr. Marisa Weiss. She's the chief medical officer at breastcancer.org, director of breast radiation oncology at Lankenau Medical Center, and also a breast cancer survivor herself.
Mm-hmm.
Dr.
Yes.
Weiss.
Dr. Weiss.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, with all the caveats that this is, you know, experimental and 10 years away potentially,
yes.
It is hope.
It is hope.
What are the implications of this?
Well, this is very exciting. I mean, I take care of these patients in the hospital. This is very real. This type of breast cancer is more deadly. It is more likely to happen in young women, people of color, and people who with a BRCA1 inherited genetic mutation. Plus, the reality is that it disproportionately affects, you know, all those people, and it's their lives that are at stake, right? And the reality is that it affects these young families, so we absolutely need new treatment options that are going to be more promising for the future.
People may be looking at this and saying, great, vaccine, breast cancer. They
right.
see this as the magic bullet. But this,
right.
as we were saying, it just hits this kind of targeted group. And the people who are being tested have already been through cancer. And this is to
That's
prevent
right.
remission, right?
That's
I mean,
right. This treatment follows the standard of care that is currently in place, chemo, surgery, radiation, a lot of hard work. And the goal here is to try to reduce the risk of recurrence in these patients who have a higher risk.
Yeah.
of having breast cancer come back and threaten their lives.
So when you're talking about a vaccine, I mean, it's been years to even get to this
mm-hmm.
point
yes.
for this particular trial, which is now going to start in humans.
Yes.
But it could be 10 years. Why does it take so long? I mean, I think some of us
mm-hmm.
now, we've just seen a COVID vaccine develop overnight,
mm-hmm.
essentially,
right.
which was pretty rare itself.
Absolutely. We've been spoiled by the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
And we also have the vaccine against cervical cancer.
Yes.
So that's definitely a reality. It's
mm-hmm.
time for a vaccine for people with breast cancer, right? And this is hope on the horizon. But it can take years for an early study like this to turn into a treatment that's available for the public. But that's why it's so important to do these clinical trials. So if you are someone out there who's dealing with cancer, making treatment decisions,
yeah.
ask your doctor if there's a clinical trial that is right for you.
Can we say just time frame for us? We've got young daughters. Do you think that this is something our young daughters will see in their lifetime?
I sure hope so. And I have a daughter, too. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone out there is affected by someone with breast cancer, particularly this type of breast cancer. So I think, you know, 5 to 10 years for maybe something like this to come along. But who knows? Maybe we can accelerate the availability of these treatments when we really give more attention to clinical trials and aim higher to save more lives.
We were just saying, the science is amazing. You said it's dazzling.
It is dazzling. Yeah. You know, it's exciting to be a doctor right now. I've seen a lot of miracles, and we need another one for women with triple-negative breast cancer.
Yeah, we sure do.
Thank you so much for your time and perspective.
Thanks so much. 16 minutes past the hour. Let's get a check of the weather with Mr. Roker.
All righty, guys, as we take a look across the country, more wet weather for the Pacific Northwest, but nothing quite what they saw earlier in the week and over the weekend. Some snow through the Rockies, but as we get back toward the east, that is where all the action is right now, although we will be watching more develop during the day. Temperature-wise, it's going to be chilly from the northern plains all the way into the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain region, with temperatures in the 30s, 90s through Texas, even a little on the cool side down in Florida, with temperatures only into the 80s, 50s in northern New England and the Great Lakes. That heavy rain will continue this afternoon into this evening in New England, and strong gusty winds through tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon severe storms developing in the central plains today, and we are still looking at some snow and wet weather for the Intermountain regions of the northern Rockies and on into the southwest. Don't forget, if you're heading out, take us with you. Sirius XM Channel 108 off the rails today at live at 1 p.m.
But
right now, best time of the morning.
You are the bomb site.
Pop star. Oh, you are the bomb diggity.
You are. First up in Pop Star today, let's get right to it. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, stopped by The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night and unsurprisingly had a lot to talk about. Even brought his famous 50-year-old Born to Run guitar with him. And then Colbert asked Springsteen about his many fan interactions over the years. Bruce had one that really stuck out.
One of the strangest ones was I'm on my motorcycle with a friend of mine. We're coming from Lake Placid. It's you know, hundreds of miles to get from Lake Placid. We're trying to, in an afternoon, get back to Jersey. And it starts pouring. And it's pouring, and it's pouring. And we're riding, and we're just, you know, it's like pins and needles hitting you. And we're soaked completely to the bone. I go through a toll booth. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm drenched. And a guy rolls down his window, hands me an 8x10 and a pen. So I signed it and handed it back to him.
That's a good one. Yeah. Now he recognized him.
Hardcore fan.
All right, another round of knockouts tonight at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, right here on NBC. Again, thanks in advance for watching. Next up, Prince, the music icon, has won Grammys and Oscar and has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and now he may receive the Congressional Gold Medal. It's the country's highest civilian honor, with past recipients being Rosa Parks, Jackie Robinson, and George Washington.
Ooh.
Bad company.
Wow.
Minnesota's congressional delegation introduced the resolution to make this happen, with Senator Amy Klobuchar saying of the late pop star, "The world is a whole lot cooler since Prince was in it. He touched our hearts, opened our minds, and made us want to dance. With this new legislation, we honor his memory and contributions as a composer, performer, and music innovator. The legislation will need support from 2/3 of the House and Senate. It's got bipartisan support in Minnesota." Prince still bringing people together. Let's go to the big board where Steve Kornacki is going to break it all down.
Whoa!
2/3? I don't know
two-thirds.
The politics.
I don't know if there's 2/3 vote for anything.
Okay.
Maybe they can make it a purple medal.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
We'll keep an eye on that story.
Yeah.
All right. That's as political as pop stars ever got.
Yeah.
There you go.
Finally, it's bracket time. We've got our round two of our Halloween horror show bracket here. Let's just act like we're excited about this.
No, we are.
Brack-o-lantern. That's the legal name. We're sticking with it. Our voting went for the horror movies. Today, viewers have spoken. It was a close one, but The Shining classic took down The Exorcist.
Oh, wow.
56% of the vote. People can't get enough of Jack Nicholson in that whole film.
Nope.
Friday the 13th also moves on to the next round. It beat the Blair Witch Project.
It is the original.
It killed it. 73% of the vote.
Right.
Wasn't even close. On the other side of the bracket, Get Out, no match for Ghostface with Scream slashing away 68% of the vote. It's going up against another heavy hitter, Halloween, which took down Hoda, A Nightmare
on Elm Street.
Can you believe
that? Was the scariest ever.
Oh, my gosh.
63%. So there you have it. The Shining.
The Shining
against Friday
the
13th. Mm-hmm. Good matchup.
Yeah.
And then you've got Scream versus Halloween.
Okay. I think The Shining goes all the Shining, way.
Yeah. How do you vote?
Can I just say this? Yeah. The greatest thing about The Shining, Stanley Kubrick directed it. Yeah. At the time, his daughter Vivian was 17, tasked by the BBC to make a making of The Shining, 30-minute documentary behind the scenes. Uh-huh. She does. It yields one of the greatest moments, the Here's Johnny scene.
Yeah. Oh.
Jack Nicholson, behind the scenes, Vivian shooting this, getting psyched up, getting ready for the role. They're like, oh, we're going to go stand on your mark. You're an axe murderer. Yeah. You're an axe murderer. And you see Jack getting all method.
Oh, wow.
It's one of the most
And then it ends
moments.
Up in the real film.
And then that's the moment in the film.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, fun fact.
The making of The Shining.
Never do you ever do this at home? Because you got into it there. Do you ever
get into it? Why do it before Popstar?
He does that right before Popstar. That's it. That's it. Come on.
Lady A's here.
Chrissy Teigen's here.
Here's Carsey.
Head to today.com to cast your votes. We'll have another round tomorrow.
Never That's seen good. Any of them. I just got really into the bracket.
Me too. Suddenly,
the basis
I did.
Of
you sold it.
Yeah. Sell it.
Yeah. Sold it.
Sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sold
Guys,
it.
I'm glad you mentioned Lady A. One of the most talented trios in music. My faves. Lady A.
Hey.
Hi, Charles.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God. They're together. Oh, they're with us.
The A-team.
We're going to chat them up. And Dave sings on the new album.
Ooh, watch that.
Wait.
What?
Please. 8:30, rainy Tuesday morning. What we really need right now is a little Lady A.
Yeah.
And look who is here. Yes. Grammy-winning trio, Lady A, Hillary, Charles, and Dave.
In the flesh.
Back.
Hey there. Charles, I don't want to put you on the spot, but of this new record, you have said this is your most vulnerable and honest record to date. That says a lot.
It does say a lot.
Fantastic. Yeah. They really went there for this album. We're looking forward to talking to them about it.
Also joining us this half hour, Chrissy Teigen. We're going to talk about some of the challenges she's faced over the last year. Plus, she's got a new cookbook out. It's filled with family recipes, and it includes a very personal dedication.
And then coming up on the third hour, our new series, How to Adult. Well, this morning, Vicky Nguyen has the 411 on appliances, from repairing to replacing to which warranties are actually worth our money.
Al, I love it when you do millennial talk.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're adulting.
We're adulting.
I mean,
that's right. You know?
Okay.
That's
then tomorrow on Today, Jill Martin will be here, Steelsing and Dealsing, fan favorites edition. Could there be a candle, a scented candle?
Perhaps a cashmere sweater.
Perhaps a pashmina. Fan favorites coming up.
And we also have one more amazing thing this morning. Think about this. A cooking show, plus a podcast, plus Al Roker.
It's the perfect storm.
It's a bomb cyclone of events.
Well, thank you. It's the bomb cyclone, yes. It's called Cooking Up a Storm with yours truly. So you got questions about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have assembled a murderer's row of great chefs. I mean, we've got Ina Garten. We've got Marcus Samuelson.
Oh.
We've got Alexander Small.
You're dropping names all over the floor.
Yeah, I know. And we're picking them up, cleaning them off, 5-second rule. And we're going to tell you how to make a great Thanksgiving dinner. Sola El Whaley gives you one of the greatest Thanksgiving turkey recipes ever.
Wow. Okay.
I am doing this.
No kidding.
A fantastic
turkey. We're doing away with turkey this year. We just decided we don't like turkey.
Okay.
Yes.
Before
what
you
are
do,
you talking
we just
about?
Don't like it. Before Everything you else
do,
we love.
Before you do, try this turkey recipe.
Fair enough.
A great turkey in 90 minutes.
Wow.
Check out the podcast.
90 is it a deep fry?
In 90 minutes.
Deep fry?
In 90 minutes.
Don't give it away.
It is not fried. So, but you have to.
This is better than the Butterball Hotline.
Made by Chick-fil-A.
That's right. And you can, all six episodes will drop on Monday. We hope you'll download.
We will.
Listen wherever you get your podcast. It's also going to be on video on Today All Day, today.com.
One of those places.
One of those things.
Everybody.
Hashtag nobody knows. It's going to be.
It's in the
It's everywhere. It's nowhere. I'm Chicken Man. Okay, just go with it. Okay.
All right.
Oh, how about weather? Yeah, good idea. Let's do that. No, there's no time. Looking at heavy rain today in the Northeast, severe storms in the afternoon. Northwest storms moving in again in the Pacific Northwest. Tomorrow, that next storm system really gets it together in the northern plains all the way down into the southern plains with severe storms. Coastal rain still hanging around New England. Windy conditions through the western plains. Plenty of sunshine southeast, mid-Mississippi River Valley, down into the Gulf Coast. Any guesses on how you cook
how
this
How do you
thing?
Cook it? Oh. You pick it up from
Microwave.
Fresh Direct.
No,
you pick it up.
No.
Done.
It's called dry brining. Okay. And you will want to kiss me full on the lips after you taste
it. What?
Yeah.
What
kind of
Thanksgiving is this?
Definitely going steak.
It's a crazy, it's crazy Uncle Al Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Coming up next, we've been waiting
Too
all
far?
Morning for this. We'll have a face-to-face chat with some music and Grammy winners. So just Lady A sitting with us today. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Hold up. The City Music Series on Today is proudly presented to you by City. Huh? Oh.
All right, we're back. It is 8:36. We're live with Lady A.
I'm so happy. This year marks 15 years since the talented trio started making music together, and now 5 Grammy wins and 11 number one hits later, they are out with a brand new album. It's called What a Song Can Do.
What a song. The last time we caught up with them was over FaceTime. We were happy to see them. It was kind of a bummer. But now we are so thrilled because you are with us in Studio 1A, Hillary, Charles, Dave. Good morning, guys. Good morning. How are you?
So good to see you.
Okay, I had to double check my notes. 15 years you guys have been together. I mean, you guys were old elementary school or junior high buddies first, right?
In Georgia.
And then you brought Hillary into the mix.
She was just a baby. I think we were probably, 25? She was 20.
I was 20 when the band started.
We made her drop out of college.
Well, she worked out. Yeah. And you guys were recently inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. Oh. That's got to be one of those milestone moments where you're just taking it all in.
For sure. The pinnacle, I think, for me personally. My mom moved to Nashville to pursue country music when she was 19. Mm. To sing on the Opry was her goal. So the fact that we got to get that invitation.
And this was so bizarre because I had played golf with Darius Rucker that day.
Are you kidding?
And
he didn't let it out?
And then he didn't tell you?
And then he's there and he didn't tell me. And then he's there and I was like, wait, what? Like, it never was a top of conversation. Hey, I'll be at the Grand Ole Opry tonight, and so will you. And so then once he started, I was like, something's up. So he's our closest friend in the industry. Yeah. We've toured together so many times, and I mean, he's one of my best friends of all time. And to have him kind of be that guy, it made us think about too. You know, now next, you know, we get to. Yeah. You know, hopefully invite someone into the Opry, too, as well.
So. Y'all have put out such great music, but everyone, I think, changed a little during this pandemic. Yeah. And everyone seems to, has talked about, like, a different feel they have to their music.
Yes.
And you guys talked about this being the most personal of all your albums. Like, how so? What is it about this music?
You know, I think we had more time than we've ever had to really think about the process, think about who we are as people, what we want to say as a band. I think it was all stripped away down to the songwriting, and we wrote over Zoom, and we eventually wrote together and just poured our hearts into all of these songs, and just it was our therapy. I think it was a way for us to really start to process what was happening.
Well, specifically too, like songs like Worship What I Hate, which really is dealing with, you know, especially during the pandemic, I mean, how much we leaned on social media the whole time, doing all these unhealthy things, drinking too much, you know, and really kind of letting a lot of things come to the forefront of things you need to change, you know?
Well, I got to shout out Dave. For the first time in 15 years, you're the lead vocal on a song that you wrote, and it has a great story behind it.
I've been waiting for you.
Once every decade, I'm good with one. No, I wrote a song for my wife for Mother's Day this year, so I didn't buy her anything. just wrote her a song, and we were in the last few weeks of making the record, and I just texted Charles and Hillary. I'm like, if you hate this idea, but, you know, people have been with us since the beginning. I think they know, you know, kind of what we all sort of bring to the table and what we do. And I was like, it might be a different character to kind of have
that's
on a record.
Great,
so they were super
song.
Supportive. I'm thankful.
Gosh. Y'all performed live last night in New York. I had some friends who were there, and they just talked about how magical it was. I mean, just the vibe of being able to sing to actual people. How's that been for you guys?
It's been amazing. Yeah. I mean, when we were able to tour, we did almost 3 months of a tour. We didn't miss a weekend, which was a miracle.
Wow.
And it was really, really special. We saw so many people, I think, just even if they were wearing masks, like through their eyes, just knowing that this was one of the first times they've experienced live music in a really long time. And so we just were full of gratitude, and we'll never take for granted being up on stage again.
It was such a gift for our soul, too. Yeah. I mean, you could see it in people's eyes, the emotion. We missed that so much. It was so fun.
Well, we get to hear your music now. That's the tour. You guys did it backwards. You did tour. Yeah. Now you're releasing the album. And you've done some performances for us. We don't have live music in our studio yet, but I hope you come back when we do.
Well, you guys
Lady
are the best.
We just thank adore you.
Love
Hillary,
you.
Charles, and Dave, thank you so much. And you're going to be here all morning long, third and fourth hours. I don't know which camera to look at, but here it is.
There you go.
Okay. Coming up next.
Yeah, we got Chrissy Teigen, who has a new cookbook out all about the foods, the comfort foods from the inside out. But first, this is Today on NBC. Welcome back. Chrissy Teigen, already a best-selling author, is out with her most personal cookbook yet. It's called Cravings All Together. Chrissy, good morning. We should point out this is your very first television interview since the summer, and there was a big kind of cyberbullying scandal then. Yes. So here you are. So I'm figuring since you're here, let's just talk about that stuff.
Of course, yeah.
You were accused of bullying some people online on Twitter, and a lot of people took it very personally.
Yes,
they talked about how painful it was. One person said that you said something to her, to this person, saying, quote, I can't wait for you to die. And you apologized, and you apologized profusely. And there are plenty of things where you said, I was mortified, I was insecure, I was an attention-seeking troll, I'm ashamed. I just figure now we've had time to reflect,
to
do the work. So did you ever get to, like, the bottom of, like, why did I do that stuff?
I feel like there was honestly so much, having this period of time and time to digest it all and to look back and to realize that, honestly, there is always so much time to grow and to learn mm-hmm. and to become more empathetic and to just, I look at my kids and I look at what I want their values to be mm-hmm. and how I want them to treat people. And to see that in myself that I wasn't doing that, you know, was, I think, the hardest part for me was realizing that, my goodness, like, this really had an effect on people. I think I used to, like, kind of live in the internet days. I would honestly... you felt like you weren't talking to anybody. You just threw things out there. You didn't feel like anyone was going to read it. And then I kind of became the person that was that person that mm-hmm. people never thought was the messages weren't going to. Or you just kind of throw things out there and you don't know that you don't
the
really
impact.
Think about the impact and the person on the other side. And, like, I think about how much I've changed just in the past year mm-hmm. and how much I've grown and learned. And then to think of that in the term of a lifetime, how much room there is to always... no more
well,
and be better.
Yeah. I think we're all different than we were 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, if everyone dug back into everyone's history and thought about, well, these are the things I've said and mm-hmm. done, and here they are in front of you.
I know the things I thought were funny or the things I thought, it's just...
You did talk about apologizing, mm-hmm. which I thought was important. You said, I've apologized publicly to one person, but there are others, and more than just a few who I need to say I'm sorry for. I'm in the process of that. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to do that, and how was that received?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure, first of all, that they were okay with me contacting them.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, some people, you know, maybe they didn't want to be in contact with me, or they just had gotten past it or mm-hmm. moved past it themselves. But yeah, it was nice to be able to have everybody's contact information and be able to reach out on my end. And if they accepted mm-hmm. it, then that's great, but they didn't have to either. So, mm-hmm. so yeah, you just kind of let people process the thing in their own way.
And I want to get to the cookbook, and we're actually going to take a whole segment to cook right after
awesome.
This. But you were talking about the cancel culture, and mm-hmm. that was when things got canceled, endorsements mm-hmm. or TV gigs. Has everything, is it back in place for you now?
I mean, the thing that was important to me was realizing, you know, you don't really realize, you know, I think you learn so much in the moments where you do mm-hmm. lose so much. You lose mm-hmm. it all. Your world is kind of turned upside down. For me, it was a big moment of, like, wow, I need to find out how I can be better, mm-hmm. how I can grow from this, learn from this. And honestly, I think, you know, you don't want to say, oh, there's that old cliche, like, mm-hmm. I'm glad it happened. Mm-hmm. But I truly, it made me a stronger person, a better person. I realized that, mm-hmm. you know, I became, like, that's when I went sober. I went clean. I'm actually 100 days sober today. And I'm, like, so
sober?
Excited. Yeah. So
wow.
I feel so good. I feel very clear-headed. I feel very... I don't know. I feel like I've done the work, and I just hope these people can, you know, forgive and be able to, mm-hmm. you know, welcome the fact that hopefully they've seen me be better.
Well, 100 days sober, that's a congratulations.
Thank you.
Order. We're going to get to your cookbook right after this commercial, but you dedicate it to Jack.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it was quite a year, huh?
Yeah. To lose
yeah.
a child is a difficult,
yeah, and
difficult
to not
moment.
Have really processed that, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. to explain that to your children, what happened, and to have to explain it to yourself, because a lot of it, you know, I threw myself into the cookbook mm-hmm. Instead of processing mm-hmm. it. So, yeah, it took a lot of therapy, a lot of... you know, I needed to be clear. That's why, honestly, going sober was so important, was I needed to be clear-headed. I needed to be able to understand what I was taking in therapy and really absorb it instead of, like, you know, just hiding behind alcohol.
Well, it seems like there's a brighter new you sitting here before me.
I really feel good. I do.
I want to say congratulations on the cookbook.
Thank you.
And I do think people, these are comfort food recipes. We want to learn about them. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We are going to come back and we are going to cook with you. We're going to get to the bottom of whether John is a fan of a certain recipe. Who knows?
He better be.
But first, this is Today on NBC. Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
We are back with Today Food and More with Chrissy Teigen as we turn our attention to comforting dishes featured in a new book, cookbook. It's called Cravings Altogether. Girl, what are we making?
We are making orange chicken fried sandwiches. This is one of my favorite recipes from the cookbook.
Okay,
so
let's go.
First, we're going to start out. I use chicken thighs because chicken thighs are the supreme.
Al, she uses only chicken thighs.
Yes.
Only thing.
Yes.
Why use chicken breast? But you can use chicken breast.
Okay.
So we're going to toss in our garlic, our toasted sesame oil, soy sauce, a little orange zest, and orange juice. And then you like
mush it all up.
Mush it all up. We get here. We let it sit for about an hour or so, overnight, whatever you want. And then we're going to do like a classic dredge.
So you
so
put
we're gonna
it in.
Do the flour first.
Flour
it's a seasoned
first.
Flour, salt. Season every part of your your dredge.
Like, you don't do the egg first?
Egg wash?
Isn't the egg
you do flour,
the...
She does then
flour,
egg,
then egg. And then panko. Come on, baby. Look at this.
The better bread crumb.
Look at this. This is super crunchy.
And season every part of it.
Yes.
There's no point in seasonless flour.
Right.
So the longer you let it sit, the longer the panko is going to adhere to that chicken.
Okay.
And then we're going to make actually a coleslaw that goes on to the orange chicken sandwiches. So your toasted sesame oil, some Chinese hot mustard, some salt, and some mayonnaise. I use cute.
How are your kids, by the way?
They're so good.
They are so cute.
They're so good. Hi, Luna. Are you watching? Hi. Miles. Definitely not watching.
He doesn't.
He sleeps in.
He does?
He's bonkers, yeah.
Okay.
Miles is Little John. I'm sure you've seen him. Tiny Little John
Porter.
He really is. So we've got onion, cabbage, and carrots. We toss that up,
Okay, I'll do that. And why don't you go ahead and...
Okay, I'm going to fry this chicken here.
Okay.
Oh, this is nice.
Let's go. Sizzle.
Nice and sizzle.
Love that.
What's John's favorite thing that you make?
Ooh. I don't know. He has a lot of recipes in this book, honestly. So he likes his... blueberry pancakes so much. That's his favorite from the cookbook. We have a date night cod in there that's really awesome. Luna and Miles have a lot of recipes in the book.
Nice. Look at this. We're going to put it. Can you put it all together? I'm going to take a bite.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to use my hand.
How is it? It starts sweet.
It's
delicious.
Spicy.
It's a lot of flavor.
Thank you. We're big on seasoning.
And they're great.
Is it good?
So
it's early for it.
Good.
For us. We've been since midnight.
Then wipe your mouth. Get the book. It's called... Cravings All Together.
Her
recipes are on today.com/food. Mine's dunked in it.
Thanks, Chrissy.
She'll be back on the fourth hour with me and Jenna.
Bye, the family.
Thank you, guys.
Bravo.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.